Federal Credit Union on KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. KVOE, good morning, 827, cloud cover and 20 degrees, a wind chill of 8 above out there this morning. It is time for the USD 253 Emporia Showcase with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Need some help finding the perfect gift? Give them what they really want, the Visa gift card. These prepaid cards can be used wherever Visa debit cards are accepted. So simplify your shopping. Just visit us at 310 West 12th or at our branch location at 24th and Industrial and purchase your gift cards today.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Always good to see you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's just about here.
It is, and the kids are feeling it.
I bet they are.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And staff.
So just a couple of days left. So you are out tomorrow, right?
Wednesday. Oh, gosh, tomorrow is Wednesday. Yeah. It's been.
you frightened me for a moment there.
I meant, yes, Wednesday.
Well, good. And timing, you know, to beat this, you know, really cold weather that's coming in.
Yes, as we knock on wood and saying that that will not come until Thursday. Get through the week of Wednesday and be good.
All right. We've got plenty to get to, plenty of guests this morning, too, as our featured topic will be the selected cast and crew from Silent Sky, the Emporia High Theater production that was selected as a main stage show at the Kansas Thespians Festival coming up in January. So that's quite exciting.
We are so excited and proud of them. They've worked so hard.
And we'll have Casey Hastings in. She's the theater director and Emporia High School's language, arts, and English teacher. We'll bring in Casey and the cast here in just a couple of minutes. But we always like to start off our USD 253 showcase with some hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. And what do you have for us this month, Allison?
Absolutely. So speaking of our fine arts, last week approximately 500 musicians and performers participated in our annual seasonal celebration. Performers included Emporia Middle School and High School choirs and orchestra, the EHS band, dance team, and student narrators. The student and their directors all did an amazing job, and we are very proud of everyone involved in this production. It was a beautiful, beautiful production. Congratulations to Emporia High School seniors Maddox Misak and Alan Martinez for qualifying for the National Speech and Debate Tournament in Phoenix, Arizona this June. I spoke to Adam Moore on Saturday, and he is so excited. They will be competing in policy debate at the biggest academic competition in the world. The E.L. and Z. Irene Hopkins Foundation is bringing back the Hopkins Individual Recognition Awards Program. The foundation will be recognizing district employees who go above and beyond as someone who makes a difference. There is a nomination form on our district website, and everyone is encouraged to nominate a deserving individual from any of our Lyon County pre-K elementary and secondary schools. And we always like to provide a brief construction update to our showcase segments. Currently under construction are Emporia Middle School and Village Elementary. A highlight at EMS is the completion of the precast walls for the new storm shelter gymnasium. That was quite a sight to see. EMS is 28% complete and on schedule to be completed in January 2024. At Village Elementary, crews are finishing the brick on the gym multipurpose room and will then begin working on the new administrative space. Village is 26% complete and scheduled to be completed in October 2023. The design development budget for Timmerman Elementary and Riverside Elementary has been completed, and construction documents will be going out for bids in early January. And then finally, William Allen White Elementary is on schedule for design programming to begin February 2023. Our students and staff, as we mentioned earlier, will be enjoying their much-deserved winter break at the end of the day on Wednesday, December 21st. Students will return to class on January the 5th. I wish to wish all of our USD 253 students, families, and staff a safe and happy holidays. We trust that everyone will have a safe and relaxing break and look forward to seeing everyone when they return next year.
A safe and relaxing break.
Ah, that'll
yes.
be awesome.
Yes, indeed. And emphasis on safe. We want everybody to be safe, especially with the weather coming in.
Yeah, it's going to be really nasty with the snow and wind chills 30 to 40 below at times. here Thursday and Friday. So something to keep in mind. So be safe out there. Well, we mentioned we are going to be talking about the Silent Sky, as the cast and crew has been selected as a main stage show at the Kansas Thespians Festival coming up in January. And we want to say good morning to Mrs. Casey Hastings at Emporia High School. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you in. Before we bring our students on board, what does it mean for you to see, you know, Silent Sky being presented, not just earlier here this year, but also coming up here for the Kansas Thespian Festival next month?
Yeah, I knew that this was a pretty special show. I found the script over the summer, and I could not get my students out of my mind. I just kept thinking that this was a show that they could accomplish really well. And so I was incredibly proud of them when we performed it in November. We had to be very flexible because we had one of our cast members on with us today is on the football team. And so they ended up going to sub-state. And so we had to adjust our schedule and be able to perform on a different date. And they still did a fabulous job even through, you know, circumstances that caused us to be flexible. And I can't tell you how honored I am to be selected to be on the main stage at Kansas Thespian Festival. I've been going to Kansas Thespian since I was 14 years old, and to have a chance to take a show and be able to show what my students can do is just humbling for sure.
Well, how did you find out that you'd been selected, Casey, and what was your reaction?
Yeah, I got a phone call from the coordinator of the program. So what happens is they, at the beginning of the school year, allow you to apply. And so I thought, you know, this is such a great show, and I feel like I have the right cast and crew for it, so I think I'm going to submit. There were 13 shows submitted this year. And I applied, and after the show was over, we anxiously kind of just wait on our seats. They don't tell you when they're going to let you know. So that first week in December, I was like, I've got it. Surely I'm going to find out. And we did. We found out actually like late November, I think it was. They gave us a phone call, and I was trembling, to be honest. It's just a dream of mine. I had set it as a goal of mine as an educator, and so to accomplish that just had me shaking. So,
well, congratulations on that.
Super
Thank
cool
you.
Deal. All right, let's bring in the students here, and let's start with Laura Baldwin, who is the lead here for Silent Sky. Laura, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, I have to ask here what it means for you to be not only part of the Kansas Thespians Festival, but on the main stage here with Silent Sky.
It's honestly just been a super formative experience for me because theater is something that I want to continue doing past high school. So to have the opportunity to sort of represent our school and this amazing theater program in front of the whole state is just mind-boggling. Like, it really, really kind of gives me hope for the future of theater in Kansas, but also just the future of theater education all across the country.
So obviously you like the way this came together with the script in Silent Sky, a good fit for you?
Yeah, definitely. The story actually follows a female astronomer, and that was something that was, I used to want to go into STEM when I was a kid, so it was really sort of heartwarming to kind of get to go back to those roots of mine and really kind of ensconce myself in this story of someone so just like amazing, you know what I mean? So, like, groundbreaking.
Talk about your main character and kind of how your main character kind of worked through the play. Let me just ask you that.
So, I play Henrietta Leavitt. She is a real woman who was an astronomer back in the 1800s, and she actually came to discover an astronomical principle that is used widely even today. She is like a pioneer in the field, not just for astronomers in general, but for women in STEM. So throughout the play, she sort of encounters pushback and misogyny from several coworkers, and she, well, just probably just one coworker. She has to learn how to work with this amazing group of women to sort of have her voice be heard. And that that journey just sort of, it's really amazing to get to play someone who like comes into herself like that. Especially as like a senior in high school, it's very much mirrors what I've been going through. So it's, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Laura.
Thank you.
Yeah, going to be at the Kansas Thespians Festival in January. That's Laura Baldwin, by the way, a lead actor for the performance of Silent Sky. Let's bring in Lily Frank, supporting actor and lights. Lily, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. So how has your Silent Sky experience been?
I think working on both the lights and acting gave me a unique perspective. I got to see the show like from up in the booth, from like a bird's eye view, as well as on the stage.
How does are those two tracks here for you, Lily? Kind of what you want to do as far as your say post high school career is concerned when it comes to the theater, or are you looking more to be in front of the stage or behind the scenes?
I mean, I kind of fell into lighting just because that was something that we needed, and I can pick up those skills pretty quickly, but acting has always been my primary focus. That is what I enjoy most. But definitely I liked lighting the show. It was incredibly interesting. Like, we got to do, like, some stars and more, like, space effects, which was cool.
I was going to ask what really struck you about the play, whether it was being the, you know, in your acting role or in your supporting role with the lights.
I think lighting is always supporting the story that's happening on stage. And so being able to tell that story as like a primary character on stage is very, it's incredibly important, especially the story we are telling, which is, you know, it focuses on women. Just my character in general, she's an advocate for women in her field as well as women in politics. She's just a feminist of the time, and it's incredibly important we tell that story.
Well, congratulations, Lily. Appreciate your time here this morning.
Thank you.
Lily Frank, supporting actor and handles the lights for Silent Sky, Emporia High Theater production. It's going to be performing at the Kansas Thespians Festival in January. Let's move on now to supporting actor Kyle Obermeyer. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. You're the football player that Mrs. Hastings was referring to, right?
Yes, that is me.
Well, hey, you know, you're winning. That's a good thing.
There you go.
Win and move on.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Let's talk about your role as supporting actor in Silent Sky. Tell us about your character.
Well, he is one of the people who works at the Harvard Observatory where Henrietta Leavitt was hired, and he kind of acts as the institution, I guess, and talks to Henrietta Leavitt. He's the only male character in the entire show with lines, so he definitely has to portray all the negative parts of everything, but at the same time, he's a very likable guy, but at the same time, he's also very hated by a lot of people.
How weird is that to play somebody who's got that kind of strong reaction both ways?
It's interesting. It's a hard balance to keep, for sure, because you have to say things that nowadays are not okay. but at the same time, you have to play a character who's relatable, even though it's not something that we're used to nowadays.
So what, Kyle, was your reaction when you heard that the theater production of Silent Sky was going to be on main stage at the Kansas Thespians Festival?
I mean, I was a little worried. It's a big, big thing for me. Because this is definitely the biggest show that I've ever done, acting-wise. And so to hear that it's on such a big stage is exciting. But at the same time, It's a lot of pressure.
The fact that you've done this already, I mean, that's got to give you a little bit of a little grace and just like a little bit of confidence going in.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Awesome. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck over at the Thespian Conference, the Thespian Festival coming up next month.
All right, thank you.
Kyle Obermeyer joining us here, the supporting actor here, as we talk about the Kansas Theater Department and Silent Sky being performed at the Thespian Festival next month. And I believe it's now time for Audrey Shealy, who is doing costume design and ensemble work. Audrey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So talk a little bit about your role here with being on stage in the ensemble, but also with the costume design.
Yeah, I was really excited to be in charge of costume.
What had you most excited about that?
I think I was really excited to do a show that was set in the late 1800s. I was really excited for all of the period costumes, and it was a lot of research that went into it, but I'm really happy with how they all turned out.
So how many shows have you costume designed for, Audrey?
Maybe around five that I've been a part of the costume crew, but this is the first time that I've been, like, the head of costume.
What is that awesome responsibility like for you to lead the show on the costume design side of things?
I was really honored to be the person who got to be in charge of it, because it's something that I might want to do later after high school. So it was a really good experience to be in charge of things and have all of the planning, everything, and to see my ideas on the stage.
Let's talk about that. For those who may not know exactly, Audrey, what does a costume designer do?
We mostly pick everybody's outfit, and we get together a cohesive plan, lots of color palettes for each character, and really trying to bring out the character's personality through their clothes, and then also finding where all of the costume changes will be and all of the, when costumes will be on stage and how to make them work for fast changes.
And yeah, top that off with being part of the ensemble.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was fun. I really enjoyed being on stage as well as working on tech crews. So it was nice to be a part of the cast on stage.
So is this something you want to pursue post-high school, Audrey?
I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do, but I think it would be really fun to be a costume designer.
Sweet. Well, Audrey, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck next month. That's Audrey Shealy joining us for costume design and ensemble. Do we have Chloe Eubanks with us here, Ron, or no? We do?
Yeah.
Hey, Chloe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I think the last time we had you in with us, you were getting set for Beauty and the Beast. So how exciting and how relieving, I guess, is it to be having Silent Sky and be part of this here for the Thespian Festival next month?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I got to work on Beauty and the Beast at the same time I was working on Silent Sky, so it was quite a thing to gamble going back and forth with sets and then also acting, but it all became so worth it when I realized we were going to KTF with this amazing show and I got to act as this character one more time for KTF.
I have to ask, is it kind of hard to keep the two shows straight given the overlapping workload?
It's, of course, going to be hard to do both at the same time, especially because Beauty and the Beast is such a big and intricate set, inherently. And Silent Sky was a lot more minimalistic. There wasn't too much, but it was down to the details that we needed to really put our focus in on, and that takes quite the longest time. But I also had my own Beauty and the Beast set backing me up, and they helped out where they could, which I'm forever thankful for. And while it was hard to juggle, it was so fun to do both. Stressful, but fun.
Understood. What captivated you, really quickly, Chloe, about the Silent Sky, the script, and everything else around it?
Oh, the thing that captivated me the most is probably just the sky elements and how the script was written. It flowed so beautifully, and it gave you such vivid images when you were reading it. And I've always loved this guy. I've always loved astrology, and so to see a show that has those elements in it was breathtaking to do, whether that be painting or a background, and then also just to talk about it. It's just beautiful and captivating.
Well, congratulations, Chloe, and best of luck coming up in January.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. That's Chloe Eubank, supporting actor, and also does set work on Silent Sky. Well, Mrs. Hastings, I would assume you are quite proud of this group.
I am. I just glow when I think about what they've done and what they've accomplished. It makes me so happy.
Outstanding. And Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, these are wonderful representatives here for the school district.
They are. I'm looking forward to seeing them in January. And if we could have a group from Emporia go to support them, that would be wonderful.
Well, Allison, always a pleasure to have you in studio for the Emporia Showcase. We wish you and everyone at USD 253 a very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays, and thank you for having us.
That is the Emporia Showcase for the month of December with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. And our showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It is 8:48. Good morning.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefits package. For any questions, please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes? We know things are changing, and today's car buying process can seem intimidating. This is Matt Freebie from Clint Boyer Autoplex.